The applications which live underneath these things are going to get some unifying brand elements as we can give them to them without without a lot of fanfare. And the theory on this, you know, again, we're going back up to 40,000 feet and it's totally esoteric, but I'm going to go ahead and go through it, is an architect usually starts with a building and says, we're going to make this an Ahaz Town style of house, and starts doing a rendering. There's a theory called pattern architecture, which actually says that they should start with the doorknob, because the doorknob is where the human being touches the house. And if you get the perfect doorknob, then it feels right as you enter the house. So once you've got the perfect doorknob, my grandmother has one of those huge doors that has the round knob right in the middle, which is beautiful, but you can't really get enough leverage to pull the door open on some level, because it's just bizarre, but it's really attractive. So once you start with the doorknob, you get the perfect doorknob, then you can place that doorknob in the perfect place on the door. And once it's in the perfect place on the door, then you can place that door in the perfect place on the wall, minimizing the amount of unused space, making sure that it's not in the middle of the wall, meaning you can't get any furniture on any side of it. Once you've got the perfect wall, you get three other walls, and you've created a room. Then you do the exact same thing on every other room that is going to need to be in this house. Once you've got all of your rooms designed, you can string them together with hallways, thinking about plumbing lines and figuring out which rooms should back up to which rooms and where they should go. Once you've got the rooms and the floor plan, then you know what kind of roof you need to cover that floor plan. Once you've got the pitch of the roof and it designed, then you start to draw what the house looks like. So we're going to use this theory when we go into these applications and say the exact sort of opposite end of the world. Not take this application and cram it into our wrapper. Not put it into this width of thing or any, even really anything along those lines, or even keep the navigation in the same place. But on some level, look at, can this application use the same body type? And now all of a sudden, if it can, the place where the human being is interacting with the site, actually reading words, feels like the same place. Could it use the same color paint on the walls? Could we adjust the color blue and the yellow ever so slightly so that now it's a light gray with a green that in some level relates to the site as it's designed? I'm not saying your site's going to be gray and green. It's just the first thing that came to mind. Could it use a similar header across the top, or a simplified header, or something which in some way indicates that this is still a part of the division and still in some sort of world? But as far as we get down that line is absolutely going to be variable depending on the application, and is much more of a one-year kind of timeline for executing those sorts of things. You're absolutely right. And part of the reason that it sticks out like a sore thumb is because it should. It's a different kind of information than what's on the rest of this website. It's more graphical, it's more visual, it needs a different kind of navigation than, you know, your traditional sort of read a page of information kind of navigation. So I'm definitely not saying that these sites need to be crammed into a division-wide site. They just need to relate.